Welcome back, guys. 4:30. See that girl right there? Mm-hmm. I don't know her name. She's very pretty.
She's got the whitest teeth I've ever seen in my life. Man, she's got some teeth.
You know why I could never be with her? She looks like the fake Bugs Bunny.
You guys don't know each other. Also, you guys don't know each other.
There's that. She wouldn't even give you a second look. But other than that.
My friends. Because you're ugly.
Yeah, really.
Because you're ugly, Dave, and she's not.
Well, we know she's dying to be with you, but really? Tell us why you don't.
She just looks at the camera and is like, and why? Because she looks like
the fake Bugs Bunny. Tony, you feel me? Remember the fake Bugs Bunny?
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason, for about a year, there was a different looking Bugs Bunny.
Sounding different, looking
different. Everyone hated. Like,
guys, I'm going to tell you why I can't be with Juan Williams.
Yep.
You're racist.
Yep.
Who was on the TV?
Uh-huh.
He was on the TV.
Screw with me, Zimmerman. Sue, I've never loved you more.
Yep. What's going on?
So someone's setting up food out in the kitchen.
What's the skinny?
And I love that Sue Thomas acted like it. Look, guys, it's my job. Yeah. She's like, they're setting up food, and damn it, I have to do traffic, but I'll be right back.
I'm going in.
Yeah. All right, here's what happened. They're setting up. There's chips. We have two clueless ladies who say things like, I think it's for the sales. And I said, well, why would they set up here in the general area?
Yeah.
Go get them.
Yeah. She said, asking the tough questions.
She said, well, I'm a hard-hitting journalist. And she said, I'm not really sure, Sue. I mean, and there was a lot of shoulder shrugging. So
that sounds like an invitation to me.
An engraved invitation.
It's definitely not a no.
I mean, setting up a buffet at 4:30 p.m.?
I will say this. The other day, I was walking back to the sales area, which I rarely do. They had a whole Mexican buffet laid out for him back there. And I'm like, oh, okay, good to know you guys
this
are just
crap.
Eating all the time.
What are we? Chop liver? Come on.
Where was that, Rachel? Where was
it? It was back by Becky's office.
Oh, I wonder what sales sell. What product does sales sell?
Let me think about that.
And we can't do the commercials if we're weak from hunger.
That's true.
You think we'd be worth a little Chevy's buffet now and then, don't you?
I can't get through the commercial. I'm so weak. Need burritos. I didn't
check and see if Dave Murray was on the line.
I'm here.
There he is.
Hey, Dave.
Where would he be? Here.
I don't know. He was on the phone on Friday.
So, Dave. About the time I came into this business back in 2000, as I understand it, is about the time that talent went from being king, like Stephen DC and JC Corcoran, and just, oh my God, don't look them in the eye. They're the king. And then it became sales. And it was, hey, monkeys, you go perform, you grind your organs, and sales are the king. Is it the same way in television?
No, I wouldn't say it's that. You know what I think happened, if you go back in time, there was a change in the way how ratings were collected in radio. And that, remember that, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yep.
Oh, and yeah. That appeared to be the death knell for the personality, so to speak.
Well, that's depressing as hell.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Well, then my appetite went away.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't want that free food anyway.
I'm going to need that free food more than ever.
I'm glad Dave's not a doctor. Well, you're eating up with cancer.
Yep.
And it's frankly the only thing holding your body together. You're like 98% cancer and 2% human. I don't even know how you're sitting here talking to me.
But we'll validate your parking, so all's good. Enjoy.
Yeah, but wouldn't you like a doctor who did that?
I want to lie to you a little bit, yeah.
And that was the end of the radio personality.
Yeah, never to be returned again.
Wow. All right, enough.
Not since 2008.
That's it.
Your doctor sits you down. You remember about 20 years ago when you quit working out? That was pretty much the death of you.
Yep.
Now this is just the accumulated total of all the things you've done since then. You've been gone for several years.
I doubt you make it to the parking lot. You look like hell.
Man, oh man. So we don't even get the buffet, right?
Well, I'm gonna try it.
I
find pleading ignorance. Will be my best.
Food,
yeah.
Is that food from the new restaurant downstairs?
They're not open yet.
Good point.
Now that could be.
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
I heard what you said.
I think I figured out why they hired the Fastlane.
Related.
It's the note bar Does that mean the Blue Note bar? Is it a hockey theme place? Good. Is it sports?
Mm. Oh, maybe that's
maybe.
It.
Then again, KMOX is the home of the Blues.
There's yellow. That.
Hello.
Yep.
Hello.
None of it makes sense. The whole world's gone crazy.
It's gone nuts. It's insane.
Hey, Dave, Andy on Twitter says, wants to know that since you are now the chief meteorologist for 97.1 and no longer at Fox 2, he says he wants to know, does Dave Murray have meteorology equipment at his house?
Absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah, I told him he did, Dave.
Yeah. I have everything at my fingertips, no matter where I go. I don't even have to be at the house other than making graphics. And I don't need to do that. I don't have the graphics machine.
It's a radio guy.
It's
now.
Radio, yeah. He's drawing
stuff.
Who needs
graphics?
Stick figures looking at clouds.
Yeah. You know, I don't need to sit around making graphics and pretty pictures.
That's right.
I can
save that for special occasions.
He can paint a pretty picture.
Somebody's saucy today.
Mm.
Do you miss standing in front of a green screen?
Not at all.
You will.
I tell you, I just by accident, I haven't watched a lick of news since I retired. Not nothing.
Take that.
Nothing
that's
at
great.
All.
It's stupid.
I had just by accident. I was making some dinner, doing a little prep, and news came out. I don't even know what station it was, and I listened for like a minute, and I went, I can't stand it anymore, and I just turned it off.
Now you know how we feel.
Don't you picture Dave wearing like a Hugh Hefner smoking jacket that's and an ascot,
and the dogs are behind
who
him,
needs,
and he's just
who
puffing
needs
up a storm.
Jacket?
That's right.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
wearing his
I
towel.
Think I see him with his little clothes on as possible.
No, just a little towel, bare feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Janice, love making now. Oh, God.
Usually that's the other way around.
Oh,
man,
my.
He's full of moxie today.
He is. He's had a good day.
So, Dave,
move the animals to the south lawn.
Where we are, it's very sunny. Is this going to last for the evening?
No. Well, the sun will go down. The sun will go down around 7 o'clock. Then there won't be sun anymore.
For the love of God.
And there will be no sun after that. Thank you, doctor.
His at-home meteorology equipment told him that.
That's right.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, like where I am, which isn't too far away from where you guys are, it's completely cloudy. So, no.
Really?
But there's not going to be much in the way of rain this evening. You know, for evening plans, the ball game, whatever the case may be, there's not much in the way of rain for the next several hours. And the temperatures will drop through the 70s into the upper 60s overnight. Tomorrow, kind of an unsettled day, lots of clouds, cold front coming through, but it's going to take much of the day to get here, so there's going to be some showers and thunderstorms. Best chance for anything trying to get strong to severe will be St. Louis south and east in the afternoon on Tuesday. The severe feature would be high winds more than anything else, though that's not for everybody. 82 and humid tomorrow. Wednesday is an absolutely gorgeous day. Northwest breeze, dry air, partly sunny. High temperatures on Wednesday in the 60s all afternoon.
All right. Wow. All right.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. 60s. I'm digging the 60s.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Marie.
What's happening right now?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
We're just having fun. We're having some fun.
Close got a corner?
Sure. I would like to tell you about Saturday. I had an incredible day on Saturday.
63.
Many, many great things happened to me on Saturday.
64.
God, between you and friggin' Murray.
But I think it'll make people happy.
Oh, and one it's of the not making me happy.
Well.
The 60s.
Give it time. Because we'll be in the 60s.
Dave's wife's all want to have sex with him, and you had a great day.
Yeah, you know, and then there's gloves.
Why can't we have great days?
Dang. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It just highlights my bad ones. Okay. Go on, continue.
Okay.
What happened,
when they
Mark?
Changed the ratings.
Frankenstein.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
Oh, my.
Aside from tearing my arm up, my day for Saturday was excellent. It was very low-key. Started at 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, got up without an alarm. It was fabulous. One of the best things in life is waking up without an alarm.
I agree.
Once you happen, it's the greatest thing going. Coffee, newspaper.
Yeah.
Okay. Fern went to work.
Try putting some five.
She made some big money. Bringing it in. Brought home. Was good. Cut the grass.
Was good.
Great. Cut grass.
Fern made money on a Saturday morning?
Yeah.
She's got a job, man.
Got a job, man. She's out there doing it.
They paying her cash?
No.
Yeah, like she
what
came
are you saying?
Home
people can work
money.
On the weekends.
Yeah, no. I mean, they pay her like, you know, twice a month.
I bought a Home Depot hot dog on Saturday. I felt like you.
Nice.
Good?
It was great. I actually bought it for my wife because she was hungry and we were out and that was one of our stops.
Yeah.
She took James to the truck a little while I was checking out because he was being a little crazy. And as I'm walking out, the guy's selling hot dogs and I knew she was hungry, so I bought one. I had a little bit of it. It was great. Yeah.
You know who used to make
I thought, this is what Mark does on his
weekends. Absolutely. You know who used to make the buns for them?
Who?
Lubily's.
Nice.
Lubily's Bakery used to
remember
do the buns
Wiener
for
King?
Them.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Incredible.
That was a whole era.
Remember
the Wiener King?
No.
Guy over at Union Station?
You remember the Wiener Queen?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Had the Wiener cart?
Yeah.
He'd be drunk all the time and screaming at us?
Yeah.
Clever!
You remember Das Wiener House?
No.
It was a chain of restaurants, and it was an A-frame, and you drove through the middle of it, and he sold hot dogs for like 5 cents.
Here?
Yeah, in St. Louis. They had a couple of them in St. Louis.
You drove through the middle?
You drove through the middle. It was like an A-frame. And then they had to get people on both sides.
That's
You drove right through, and that was Das Wiener House. So then my day continued that I sawed some limbs off, and I cut myself.
Daddy.
It was still good. Peanut butter, delicious. Then I went for a walk. It was a beautiful day. People should walk more because it's fabulous, and it makes you feel better.
Yep.
Thank you, Dave. Then I watched some Access TV. Excellent. Then we go to dinner. Fern comes home from her job. We go to dinner. We go to Massa's restaurant. We get some pizza. After that, we go to Oberweis, and we got a caramel walnut praline and cream sundae.
Sounds like a great day.
It was a fabulous day. But the coolest thing I saw all day long was at the restaurant. And it was a table of 35 kids that were going to homecoming. And it brought back such cool memories because the girls, you know, got their sparkly dresses and the guys look like they're seven. They look like they're seven years old. And none of, you know, there weren't sports coats and they look like the guy from, you know, burning down the house, you know, the thing's way too big on them and stuff. And it just, it just brought back so many cool memories
You're
to watch.
You're so overmatched at that age.
Nick and I went to
just clueless.
Nick and I went to Prosino last weekend for a movie, and it must have been someone's homecoming. And same thing. There was a girl, high school, can't be more than 18, looked like a beautiful grown woman with a baby. Like this kid looked like a big, tall baby.
Yeah, and all the girls are like a foot taller than the guys because they haven't hit their growth spurt yet. But they're just, they're having such a good time. They all left, and the bunch of the parents were outside, and they must have rented like a big, almost like a big Mercedes, those big vans and stuff, and put a bunch of them in. What a great idea. What a incredible part of your life to go through something like that. It's just brought back really good memories. Then we went home. And sat down and watched TV, and it was fabulous. I don't get the kind of action that, you know,
I can't
Murray
believe
gets, but,
this
you know.
Great weekend didn't start with the taping of the Halloween show on Friday.
Ooh. Well, then, no, I said, no.
I'm not.
Saturday, I said it started. It was my.
That was his good day.
My
not,
good day.
I'm not. I swear. No, I usually am. I make fun of it. I'm not making fun of it. I liked this closest quarter. It was
fun.
Woke up, alarm, not on. Great. Coffee. Delicious. Walk, beautiful. Trees, cut them. Walk some more. Store, food, great.
Peanut
Kids,
butter,
loved it. I liked it.
I'm not done.
Well,
oh boy,
yeah, you're done.
You're done now.